Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Viewers, welcome back to Madani Channel's program, Bounties and Gratitude. In our previous episode, we discussed the bounty of children and the responsibilities that come with it. Today, we'll talk about the bounty of halal sustenance, its importance, and how we can show gratitude for this bounty. Let's begin by listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidi ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, Mawlana Mufti Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, "One durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is better than the entire world and everything within it, and is sufficient in both worlds. Its reward surpasses that of 1,000 years of worship. Its rank is higher than many physical, financial, and verbal acts of worship. This immense grace and favor have been granted to this blessed ummah due to the honor and status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Otherwise, who are we to be worthy of such a favor, deserving of such excellence? Humne khata maina ki, tumne ata maina ki. Koi kami sarbara, tum pe karo ro durood. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Viewers, Allah Almighty has granted human beings countless bounties. Amongst the most important of these is the bounty of sustenance. Every living creature on earth that Allah Almighty has given life to is also blessed with the provision of sustenance. The connection between living beings and sustenance is a natural law that cannot be denied. No life can continue without sustenance. Therefore, anything that helps a living being stay alive is considered sustenance. Human beings are also living creatures, and just like others, sustenance holds great importance in our lives. Islam not only emphasizes acts of worship, but also offers guidance regarding daily life matters, including the seeking of sustenance. Hence, sustenance and its pursuit are essential aspects of human life that must never be overlooked. To live, to fulfill our needs, and to avoid poverty and hardships, the acquisition of sustenance is absolutely necessary. Regarding the pursuit of sustenance, Allah Almighty proclaims the Holy Quran, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is stated, "O people, Allah Almighty, out of His mercy, has made the night and the day for you, so that you may rest during the night, allowing your bodies to recover and your fatigue from a full day of efforts to ease. And during the day, you may seek your sustenance, which is a favor from Allah Almighty. Carry out your work and business activities throughout the day. The wisdom behind this mercy is that through it, you recognize the right of Allah Almighty over you. Affirm His oneness, worship Him alone, and express gratitude for His countless bounties." From this blessed verse, we learn that Allah Almighty created human beings for His worship, and along with that, He also took responsibility for their sustenance. He created countless means of provision in this world. However, He made it necessary for a person to make effort and strive in order to earn that sustenance. Even in the pursuit of sustenance, Allah Almighty has set boundaries and guidelines. For example, what kind of sustenance should be sought and what kind should be avoided? How should one go about earning it? These rules are in place to prevent corruption in society and to ensure that everyone seeks his sustenance within his limits so they may live peacefully and worship Allah Almighty with ease. This is why sustenance is divided into two types, halal sustenance, which is earned while observing the principles of Islam, and haram sustenance, which is acquired by ignoring those principles. Halal sustenance is a bounty. Allah Almighty has commanded human beings to seek only halal sustenance. As proclaimed in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: O people, eat from the earth that which is lawful, halal and pure. Halal and tayyib refers to that which is lawful in and of itself, such as goat meat, vegetables, lentils, and so on, and which is only obtained through permissible means, not through theft, bribery, robbery, or other unlawful ways. From this we learn that the sustenance Allah Almighty has commanded us to seek is specifically halal, not haram. It also becomes clear that the type of sustenance considered a bounty is only that which is halal, because a bounty is a form of divine favor, and Allah Almighty bestows that favor through lawful sustenance, not unlawful gain. Moreover, there are entire chapters in the books of hadith dedicated to the virtues of halal sustenance. Earning and consuming halal sustenance is not only farz upon a Muslim, it also comes with immense blessings. Seeking halal sustenance wipes away sins. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there are some sins for which neither prayer nor fasting nor hajj nor umrah serve as atonement. Their atonement lies in the difficulties a person faces while striving to earn halal sustenance. Viewers, the one who seeks halal sustenance is considered to be in the path of Allah Almighty. One day, the final Prophet of Allah Almighty was sitting with his noble companions when a young person passed by. The holy companions noticed that he was strong and energetic. They said, if only this young man would use his strength in the path of Allah Almighty. Upon hearing this, the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded, if this person has gone out to earn sustenance for his young children, he is in the path of Allah Almighty. If he has gone out to earn for his elderly parents, he is in the path of Allah Almighty. If he has gone out to support himself so that he does not have to beg or resort to haram means, he is in the path of Allah Almighty. But if he has gone out to show off or boast, then he is on the path of Satan. The supplication of the person who consumes halal sustenance is answered. As Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please pray to Allah Almighty to make me mustajabu da'wat, meaning my supplication be always answered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, O Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, purify your food, you will become mustajabu da'wat. By the one whose power is the life of Muhammad, when a person consumes even a single morsel of haram food, none of his deeds are accepted for 40 days. The one whose body is nourished by usury and haram earnings, the fire is more fitting for him. The one who consumes halal sustenance is granted wisdom and insight. As mentioned in the hadith, whoever consumes halal sustenance for 40 days, Allah Almighty will illuminate his heart, cause springs of wisdom to flow from his tongue, and guide him in both this world and the hereafter. Viewers, as you've heard, the virtues and blessings of halal sustenance are immense, especially in relation to the hereafter. In fact, to attain closeness to Allah Almighty, it is essential that a person's food and drink be halal. A person's spiritual development is deeply connected to halal earnings. But it doesn't stop there. Seeking halal income also has an important moral and social impact. When every individual earns within the boundaries of Islamic teachings, society maintains a balance. People are safeguarded from crimes like dishonesty, fraud, betrayal, theft, robbery, injustice, and oppression. As a result, peace and trust prevail in the community. However, the moment someone gives in to his desires and violates the limits set by Allah Almighty, corruption and deceit begin to spread. Citizens are looted, the wealth of orphans is unjustly consumed, and even siblings fight over others' property. Violation of others' rights and horrific acts of injustice become common. There are even some misguided individuals who, after acquiring wealth through unlawful or oppressive means, say things like, "It is Allah's great favor we have so much." Remember, it is neither Allah's favor nor His bounty. Rather, it is a means of attracting His wrath. Such wealth is not accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who acquires haram wealth, if he gives it in charity, it will not be accepted. If he spends it, there will be no blessing in it for him. And if he leaves it behind after death, it only becomes a means of his journey towards hell." Allah Almighty does not erase evil with evil. Rather, He erases evil with goodness. Indeed, impurity cannot remove impurity. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to earn and consume halal sustenance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, so far we've learned about the importance of seeking sustenance in Islam. We've explored the eternal, spiritual, and societal benefits of earning a halal livelihood. Now, let's turn our attention to gratitude. How a bondsman of Allah Almighty should express thankfulness for the sustenance he receives. Let's find out what it means to be truly grateful to Allah Almighty for our sustenance. The best way to express gratitude when it comes to sustenance is that a person should have complete trust and unwavering belief in his creator and owner. That the true provider is Allah Almighty alone. Just as He has provided today, He will continue to provide tomorrow. This firm belief is what protects one from many misleading thoughts and draws a person closer to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty Himself has declared in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is no moving creature on earth except that its sustenance is upon Allah's bestowal. Allama Sabi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, this Quranic verse does not mean that providing sustenance to living beings is something obligatory upon Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty is free from having anything made obligatory upon Him. Rather, the meaning is that Allah Almighty, out of His mercy and grace, has taken it upon His generosity to provide and care for His creation. And it is from His mercy and kindness that He never goes against His promise. Viewers, since Allah Almighty has taken the responsibility of providing sustenance out of His mercy, we should place our trust in Him alone. We must stay away from despair and hopelessness. These are the tools of Satan. Satan tries to distance a person from reliance on Allah Almighty by whispering thoughts of despair and hopelessness into the heart. Viewers, reliance on Allah Almighty is directly connected to the strength of one's faith. However, placing trust in Allah Almighty doesn't mean that one should stop making efforts to earn a livelihood. True reliance means working hard to seek sustenance while trusting not in the means, but in Allah Almighty Himself. Tawakkul does not mean abandoning efforts. Rather, it means not depending on those efforts as a source of provision. A person should strive and use the means available, but place his trust in the Creator, because it is Allah Almighty who ultimately provides. The kind of effort one makes will determine the type of provision granted. As the Holy Quran states, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, or that for man, there is only that for which he strives. Commentators of the Holy Quran have also explained one meaning of this verse as follows. A person will receive only what he has worked for, in accordance with the principle of justice. However, Allah Almighty, out of His grace and kindness, may grant whatever He wills. Therefore, instead of becoming anxious about sustenance, one should place his trust in Allah Almighty and make efforts to earn a livelihood. This is the best form of gratitude. On the other hand, failing to trust in Allah Almighty is a form of ungratefulness towards the Almighty. One way to show gratitude for the bounty of sustenance is by adopting contentment. Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Whatever a person receives from Allah Almighty, being pleased with it and living life without greed and excessive desire is known as contentment. The habit of contentment is a great bounty from Allah Almighty for a person. A content individual enjoys the wealth of inner peace, while a greedy person remains in constant worry and distress. Contentment is a moral and spiritual quality through which a person is saved from worldly disgrace and draws closer to Allah Almighty spiritually. A content person succeeds in controlling his desires and is granted the ability to sincerely thank Allah Almighty. This trait instills high ambition, noble thinking, dignity, piety, and patience in a person. On the other hand, one who turns away from contentment becomes a slave to his desires, constantly wandering in search of satisfaction. If even one of his wishes goes unfulfilled, he falls into complaint and ingratitude. Such a person becomes enslaved to selfishness and greed and distances himself from giving in the way of Allah Almighty. Therefore, when it comes to sustenance, we should adopt contentment and express our gratitude to Allah Almighty. We should be pleased with whatever He has provided us and thank Him wholeheartedly. Viewers, just as gratitude can be expressed verbally by glorifying and praising Allah Almighty with one's tongue, there is also a form of gratitude shown through action. The practical way to show gratitude for the bounty of sustenance is to avoid anything haram when earning or consuming it, and to ensure that one only earns and eats what is halal. Falling into haram instead of sticking to halal is an act of disobedience to Allah Almighty. And in reality, disobedience is a form of ingratitude. Along with this, a single morsel of haram brings many forms of destruction. When a person eats haram, neither are his supplications accepted, nor is his charity valid in the court of Allah Almighty. As long as a haram morsel remains in the stomach, the angels of the heavens and the angels of the earth send curses upon that individual. The one who earns haram is essentially preparing for the hellfire. Haram wealth carries no blessing. Instead, it is sinful and a cause of hardship and poverty. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "Undoubtedly, a person is deprived of sustenance because of the sin he commits." Viewers, one way to show gratitude for the bounty of sustenance is by valuing it and avoiding any form of ingratitude towards it. There are two types of ingratitude when it comes to sustenance. The first is to spend it where there is no need. This is called israf. The second is to withhold it where it is needed. This is called miserliness. Both israf and miserliness are blameworthy traits. The Holy Quran and Hadith have strongly condemned them. Regarding israf, the Holy Quran clearly states, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Eat and drink and do not waste." In the commentary of Suratul Jinan, it is stated, "Israf is when a person continues to eat even after being full, or when he shows no concern for whether something is halal or haram." It is also considered israf to declare something haram that Allah Almighty has not made haram. Similarly, showing disrespect towards sustenance or wasting it without any valid shari'i reason is also listed under israf. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states, "The Messenger of Allah Almighty once entered his blessed home and saw a piece of bread lying on the floor. He picked it up, wiped it clean, and then ate it. He then said, 'O Aisha, show respect for a good thing, for when it," meaning the bread, "left a person, it did not return to them." Similarly, viewers, to avoid ungratefulness, it is essential to stay away from miserliness when it comes to sustenance. Miserliness means refraining from spending in situations where spending is required, whether by Islamic law, common practice, or social courtesy. Being stingy with sustenance is in fact a way of nullifying the true purpose of this bounty. The purpose of sustenance is for a person to fulfill his lawful needs. If one refuses to spend despite having the means, it reflects ingratitude and a lack of appreciation for the bounty. In a way, it also stems from greed and hoarding wealth. When Allah Almighty blesses someone with sustenance, then spending it with the intention of gaining reward and expressing gratitude is itself a source of reward. In fact, there is a hadith in Tirmidhi that says, Allah Almighty loves to see the effect of His bounty on His bondsmen. Therefore, avoiding both israf and stinginess, spending the bounty of sustenance on necessities and expressing gratitude for it is truly acknowledging the favor of our true benefactor and showing our thankfulness. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to always express our gratitude for His bounties. Ameen. بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and grace.